Just as it calls men to be leaders, the Bible calls women to put their homes and families first, even if it requires sacrifice. Dr. Tony Evans explains why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
If you had to stop working tomorrow, could your husband maintain paying the bills? If he can't pay the bills, if you were to stop working, then a lifestyle adjustment has to be made. That's what it boils down to. For the sake of the children, particularly if they're small. And then once they hit school, then, you know, you can maybe can make some adjustments depending on the situation where, you know, she can be home at 3 when they get home. Or I mean, you make the adjustments. Those early years are the most foundational years in a child's life. You set the template in those early years. And if nobody's there but the daycare center, got to have child care. You got single parents. They don't have a choice. And they have to work, generally speaking. But the principle is, if everybody else is raising your child, then don't be surprised that they're looking and living like everybody else. Don't be surprised at that. And even if you are home, you can't be looking at soap operas all day. You're supposed to be informing them and reading to them and influencing them and challenging them and correcting them. Guess what? She wasn't built to take care of the home, to work full-time, overtime. You know, she wasn't meant to have it all. Not when she has kids. Kids were to take priority.
For an upbeat look at what it means to be a biblical wife and mother, get a copy of the book Dr. Evans wrote along with his daughter, Crystal, Kingdom Woman. It's an encouraging combination of bottom-line biblical truth and the practical perspective of a busy mom. Details on Kingdom Woman are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.